This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, the joys of an open floor plan at work, you know, big shared room, rows of desks, all airy and collegial, they say. People sitting next to each other without even little fabric dividers. Open offices like these have spread throughout the corporate world. They're cheaper, but they're also marketed around the idea that tearing down cubicles promotes collaboration. Is that true? Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Compare.com is an auto insurance startup in Richmond, Virginia, with an open floor plan. From his desk, marketing manager Tyler Brown can see that some people are working and others not so much.
We have every Thursday at 3 is sort of like a snack time break from the office, and it seems like maybe they're doing a trivia game right now.
Brown says it can get pretty loud with everyone sitting so close together. To cancel out the noise, he and his colleagues often put on headphones and use email or instant messaging.
I see a lot of people finding dark corners of the office and trying to find a quiet little corner to get some work done.
Ethan Bernstein at the Harvard Business School recently studied two Fortune 500 companies as they moved into open offices with the goal of boosting face-to-face collaboration.
These organizations cared about working as a team or a collaborative network to get more complex work done, more complex than any individual could do herself or himself.
He found people who moved into an open floor plan shut themselves off. At one company, face-to-face interactions went down by 72%. Conversation, he says,
was replaced by electronic interaction. People talk about working from home simply to avoid their open office, which sort of defeats the point.
Some people like their open floor plans. At the trading floor at FTN Financial in New York, bond salesman Ryan Gallant sits at a long desk of traders and fellow salespeople.
I think it makes it easier to kind of do business when you're able to just stand up and, you know, maybe even verbally see each other and just kind of signal to each other with your hands if you're on the phone.
Sitting about 3 feet to his right, his boss, Steve Walsh, says working in a loud, open workplace can be motivating.
There's a strange phenomenon, and is that you tend to do more business with the people immediately around you by significant difference than you do with people that are even at the other end of the trading floor.
But Ethan Bernstein at Harvard says being motivated by your colleagues isn't always the same as collaborating with them. Overall, he says he's not saying open office designs are bad for companies.
Only that if you're intending to increase face-to-face interactions, then you might not get what you paid for.
He says he hopes his research will encourage architects and managers to come up with office spaces that actually help people collaborate. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.